Welcome to Power to the Small Business. This is episode number 46, Branding Reality Checkup.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and that's what this podcast is all about, the new year 2010. What we want to discuss in this episode of Power to the Small Business, episode number 46, is specifically your brand. And to go along with that, I have some branding event announcements, but first, the vital statistics. My name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot, which can be found on the web at themarketingspot.com. The blog is www.themarketingspotblog.com. And this is the Power to the Small Business podcast. You can find it on iTunes. If you're not currently subscribed in iTunes, just go to iTunes and search in the store Power to the Small Business, and there you'll find it. So how's your brand? The most important thing you can do for your marketing is to get your branding house in order. All your marketing flows from your brand or your psychological, emotional relationship with customers and potential customers. In today's podcast, it's a branding reality checkup to see if you have a healthy brand. And if you don't, we have a couple events where you can do something about it. First, a free webinar event, Branding You. Revive, refresh, revitalize your brand in 2010. It's on January 20th on the web at 1 p.m. Central Time. It's a free webinar hosted by me and my guest today, Jim Morris, also known as Tagline Jim. It's a nuts and bolts webinar with specific how-tos you can do to improve the health of your brand. Registration information is available in the show notes on the Marketing Spot blog. The second event is my full-day workshop, Build an Awesome Brand, which I'm very excited to present on March 23rd in Dallas as part of the big two-day Optimization Summit 2010. That one's not free. It's $329, but I do have a discount code where you can receive an additional $25 off. That's a great deal, not just for my workshop, because you get lots more. It's two full days of marketing and internal optimization stuff for your business, including Duct Tape Marketing's John Jantz. Now, you can find that registration link and the discount code in the show notes on the Marketing Spot blog. So now, let's get to it. What's the health of your brand? Consider this as kind of an entrance exam to branding you. Let's take a branding reality checkup with Jim Morris.
And with me now on the Skype line is Tagline Jim, also known as Jim Morris. He's a tagline specialist. He puts your brand into words, or more specifically, he told me, he puts your brand promise into words. Jim, welcome back to Power to the Small Business.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to be back.
One of the most popular podcasts of all time that we've done, you're the very first one you did on taglines, you know, where you gave me the quote, a tagline, it's your most important brand communication tool. That was July of 2008. Here we are, December of 2009. What do you think? Is that still the most important brand communication tool?
Yes, I'm more convinced than ever that that is the case, and for many reasons, which we may touch on to some extent today. But I think it is the single most valuable branding articulation that you can come up with.
Okay, we're going to get into that, but let's go ahead and set the groundwork now for this branding reality checkup here. Jim and I will be doing a free webinar on Wednesday, January 20th. We will post the time and the link to that webinar in the show notes. If you go to themarketingspotblog.com, that's www.themarketingspotblog.com, and that will be a free one-hour branding webinar. This is a checkup, and the prescription, if you find that you're needing some treatment after today's reality checkup, will be in that branding webinar where we will show you how to revitalize, refresh, and reinvigorate your brand. On January 20th, Jim Morris and I will co-present that webinar. But let's get into this reality checkup. So I'm curious, Jim, you said you're more convinced than ever right now that a tagline is important in communicating a brand. What exactly does a tagline communicate?
Well, it really is an expression about of or an allusion to the brand promise. You can call that brand promise many things, but that's really what it is. It's the, you know, what does your brand offer your potential customers? And the brand promise, kind of along with your brand personality together, you kind of shake them up and toss them out on the table, and a tagline comes from those two elements, kind of crossing that personality with the promise.
Well, the first part then of our brand reality checkup is what we call the brand foundations. Now, you mentioned a couple of them there. That's your brand promise and your brand personality. So your brand promise, that's the promise. I've always defined it like this, Jim. It's the promise that you make to customers or to potential customers beyond the product or service that you happen to sell.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that that definition. I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, I look at a certain category or segment. Sometimes I just do this as an exercise. I go to I do a search. I come up with a bunch of companies in a particular business, and just look at their taglines and compare them and kind of study them. And one thing I found is that it's very revealing whether the company has a clue about what its brand promise even is from a tagline. The other day I was looking at asphalt and brick paving companies. You get so much of this kind of thing where the tagline is this sort of a trusted name in paving since 1973. You know, what that tells me really is that their brand promise is essentially we're still in business. You know, to your point, it kind of tells you what they do, but really it doesn't really set them apart, because almost every competitor they have could, you know, say the same thing, and it doesn't really get at what's unique about them.
It doesn't give you what we'll cover here in a second, the brand personality. And so I like to think of the brand promise as kind of like the energy that drives a brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like this awesomeness factor in your brand. It gives you something to build a personality on. So if your promise has no energy behind it, then it's hard to create a brand that has any energy.
And the thing about that is, you know, that energy is sort of an intangible thing. And so part of the challenge is, identifying what generates that energy, because that's what, you know, the promise and the personality are what generate it, but identifying just what that is and then articulating it. That's the tough part. And that's why I think so many companies don't ever really get around to going through that exercise, because it's hard to find, but it's also critical, because if you don't even know what kind of drives your brand, then where are you?
So I guess the first thing we're talking about here with your brand foundations is you need to have an articulated brand promise. That's the starting point, and it needs to have some energy. And I think another way to think of this is also is that your brand promise drives the brand as sort of like a contract with the customer too. Mm-hmm. You're making a pact with the customer that this is what you're going to deliver to the customer, and so they can have some sort of expectation from you too.
It's a funny thing. The brand is kind of this dichotomy. It's what you want it to be and what you work for it to be, and then it's what it is in the minds of people who have interacted with your brand. That set of impressions, expectations, experiences, associations, all of those things are your brand as well. And so, you know, if you don't consciously take control of what you're putting out there in terms of what your brand is, then you're kind of leaving it to the fates to determine what that perception is out there. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be conscious and intentional about your brand.
So a brand foundation is, first of all, you need to create a brand promise. I wonder if we can maybe come up with a couple of, or at least one or two, good brand promises and bad brand promises.
If you don't mind my going back to this asphalt thing again. I came across one that was that I thought was kind of telling. It was not a remarkable tagline. It was like quality paving and seal coating for less! So, mm-hmm. You know, what what inside there somewhere, I think they were trying to say that we deliver, you know, a better paving job for less money than other people. Now, that's not really a brand promise exactly, because that's really a more about the what and the how. And I think a lot of times that's what people settle for is, you know, to your point, it's more about the what and the how and not so much about the who and the why. And I think the who and the why, you know, who really are you? What's your personality? And, you know, why do you do what you do? You know, what drives you and so forth? Those are things that add to that brand promise. So that paving thing, at least they were trying to get past the what and the how, but I don't think they really did it.
So. Yeah, that's a great point. Answer the who and the why questions. Well, a couple of good examples, and I'll give you some popular big brand ones, okay. Because everybody will know these. One of my favorite brands, Jim, is the U.S. Marines. I think they just have this amazing brand that evokes emotion from people. Yeah. And so I love their tagline, your tagline specialist. You can tell me the few, the proud, the Marines, where they're saying, hey, we're an exclusive club that not everybody gets to be a Marine. So to me, that gives the brand energy, and it's a pretty powerful promise to me.
It is, and I agree with you that the line is a classic, and you know, you can tell that because it gets not necessarily parodied, but it gets referred to and cited all the time. So that's a sign of a classic. And again, it's because they've nailed their brand promise, and I think it's exactly what you said. It's a very exclusive, hard to live up to, and you know, hard to get into kind of a club, and one that you can take an incredible amount of pride in because of what it takes to be a Marine. You know, so that's a very attractive brand promise.
So a brand promise is the first brand foundation, and that kind of flows into your brand personality. What would you define as a brand personality, Jim?
Well, I've never formally defined it, but the way I think about brand personality is that you don't want people to think of you as a faceless company or corporation. People relate to people. In a category, like most categories that people are in, everybody does more or less the same thing. But some people do it with a difference that's it's maybe intangible, but it's how it feels for you to interact with that brand. Well, that brand personality is about how it feels. You know, Nordstrom's versus Macy's, for instance. Nordstrom's has so much emphasis on customer service and customer satisfaction and all that they tend to, you find when you go into a Nordstrom store, that the salespeople are going to be pretty consistently more attentive, more interested in what you are looking for and what your need is and all that. That's all wrapped up in that brand personality. They are connecting with you on a level that's human, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, that's brand personality. And different companies have different personalities, but to have some personality is really a good idea.
If we were doing a reality checkup here on your brand personality, the way I like to tell clients is say, okay, describe your brand to me and use an adjective, because that's how you describe someone's personality. A person's personality, you would describe them as a fun or humor. You know, you would describe somebody like that. Give me an adjective that would describe your brand. And so what you can do is you can look at your business and say, okay, here's my promise. Now, let's describe my personality. What would it be? Use an adjective, and don't just use one like good. We're a good
right, you know, quality.
Yeah,
that's not really an adjective that describes personality. So it's a great exercise to do, and I would suggest going one step further as a way of kind of reality testing whether your list of adjectives is actually meaningful or really is about you or not, is do the same thing with your closest competitor or set of competitors. Take each one and just from your outside perspective, make a list of adjectives that describe that brand and then compare it to yours and see where there are differences. And, you know, that might begin to give you a clue as to what you want to focus on and emphasize.
Yeah, so reality checkup, your brand personality, describe your brand using some adjectives, and then describe your competition's brand, see where you stand. And hopefully you can come up with some good adjectives for your brand personality, because it's going to be how people describe your brand too. Well, the final piece, I think, of this brand foundation puzzle, Jim, is the tagline. We've talked about the promise, the personality, and then you kicked off this discussion by talking about the taglines, which is your distinct area of expertise. You know, how do people know if they have a good tagline? What's the reality check up here?
Yeah, the key to your question is a good tagline, because no one really needs a tagline, as I've said many times, but they really do need a good one. If you don't have a good one, you probably shouldn't have one at all, because it's not doing any good. It actually could be doing you some harm. So having a good tagline is really, really critical. And as we've talked about, the first thing that it needs to do is express that brand. And if possible, if your tagline can kind of even go beyond expressing your brand to expressing a kind of a deeper truth, which may be about your brand, but it also is true about life or about the lives of your customers, that's a richer kind of a tagline. The tagline that you can't help but go to now and then is Just Do It by Nike. You know, Just Do It turns out to be a very profound, resonant thought in the lives of people who have, you know, active lifestyles and stuff. So they have, you know, responded to that like it's the Holy Grail. Just do it. You know, it's don't be screwing around. Don't be talking about it. Don't be thinking about it. Don't be sitting on the couch reading a brochure. You know, go ahead and do it. And that's what their brand is about. It's also about the best way to just do it is with these shoes, you know, but that's part of that, that deeper truth. Beyond that, you want a tagline that evokes a response, whether that be an emotion or an action or both. I often think it's not really fair to ask a tagline to drive a person directly to buy your product. You know, it's like you hear the tagline, next thing you know, you're in the store buying it. It doesn't usually work that way. You know, as much as I wish I could.
You hypnotize people, yeah. Buy my product.
Yeah, it's irresistible. That tagline, I can't. How could I not buy it? You know, it doesn't usually work that way, as much as I wish I could say that it does. But if you aren't getting any response, if your tagline isn't evocative, that means people aren't noticing and they aren't reacting to it. That means it's not a good tagline. So that's a way that you can tell. You know, a company that has a good tagline knows it does, because it hears about it from employees, from the wife of the owner, from customers, from so forth. You pick up on when you've got a tagline that resonates, which means that it evokes a response.
You want people to react. Now, I have a client, and so I'll toot his horn a little bit. He's Andy Sheehy here. He's a local real estate investment broker, and his tagline is getting the deal done. And he says people come up to him all the time and say, hey, is that Andy? He's getting the deal done. And it's like he doesn't screw around. He doesn't mess around with all the peripherals. He says, I'm just getting the deal done.
Right. So that's like resonating. It's like, well, apparently that's what, you know, his clients are looking for, is somebody who can, you know, can actually do that. And there's attitude in that line. You know, he could say that same thing in other less dynamic ways, wouldn't be as effective. And the other thing about that, you know, you're saying, you know, people, you know, say that out, is that the tagline really, in addition to getting a response, is it needs to be, or it's good if it can be sticky, what we call sticky, you know, memorable, and that it stays with you. If you can get that quality in a tagline, you've hit gold.
So your tagline reality checkup is, does it evoke some sort of reaction from people? Is it sticky? Is it non-generic? We talked about one offline here, Jim. Our products speak for themselves was a real tagline. That says nothing, right? And it's a generic tagline. So that's your reality checkup on taglines and your brand foundations. Well, let's flow from the brand foundations a little bit into the brand identity, which is the visual representation of your brand. That's how I define it, your brand identity. Of course, it's the feeling that you get from your brand, too. So how do, in your mind, do the brand foundations flow into your brand identity?
when we get into the land of the visual, you develop, what order you do these things in is a really good question. I might want to ask you that question. Is you first have to establish your brand promise and get some insight into your own brand's identity. I think the next thing, logo and tagline, logo being kind of the visual core expression of your brand, and the tagline being the verbal articulation, core articulation of the brand, go kind of hand in hand many times. Now, if you already have established a logo and a look, if you've got that visual brand identity already there, and you need to develop a new tagline because your world has changed in some way, sometimes that calls for a shift in your visual identity as well. Sometimes not, and sometimes the tagline is something that would accommodate or pick up vibe from that visual identity.
Well, I think the way this flows together from your foundation to your identity, you have to have your brand personality, your brand promise, and your tagline done before you get into the visual aspect of your brand identity. And I like to think that when you start working on your visual identity, you add some sexiness to your brand. Okay, so you get your visual house in order. And your logo and your tagline should be developed together. So if you've come up with them separately, it may be time to look at things again. Now, changing your logo can be expensive if you got signage and everything involved, but in the long run it may be important to you. But a logo is important only after you've established your brand and you've got some sort of brand story to tell. Your logo is then the visual representation of your brand. So yes, do you have a logo, and does it help or hurt your brand? Now that you've ask your questions, your checkup about your promise, your personality, and your tagline, look at your logo. Does your logo communicate that brand to people? Does it add a certain sexiness to your brand? And if it doesn't, well, then maybe you might want to think of redoing your logo, retooling your logo, if it's not cost prohibitive to do so. But then all your brand needs to fit together. You can't just say, okay, I've got a brand promise, I got a personality. Your website needs to communicate your brand. All your tangible marketing materials need to communicate your brand. That all flows into your brand identity.
Absolutely. And, that consistency is really critical. And that's where it's important that, if you have gotten yourself a really good tagline, you're very pleased with the tagline, and now you want to develop a logo, also that springs from your brand promise, that consistency should be there if they're both coming from the same promise. However, you still have to be careful, because if you get somebody designing the logo who, you've got a funeral home and it's all about compassion and, going the extra mile to take care of your family's needs. But if you wound up with a kind of a whimsical, cartoony looking logo, that's not a good thing. You don't want to have a dissonance or a disconnect between how your visual, your brand identity visually feels, and the feeling that you're getting from the tagline.
A reality checkup for your brand identity might say, now that we've talked about your promise, your personality, your tagline, take a look at your visual identity, and does it communicate what we've just been talking about with your brand foundations? Your logo, your website, the tangible marketing materials that you put into people's hands. Let's say you may have sales materials, brochures. Does it all flow together? Does your visual identity, your brand identity, communicate your brand? And does it do so in sort of a sexy way with a personality too?
One thing that I think we all see now and then are a brand that winds up with kind of a fractured approach to their own expression of their brand, where you get a tagline with a certain tonality, a logo that doesn't quite have that same feel to it, and then simple things like the brochure, you're working on a little different color palette than the logo did, so that's not, it doesn't quite get along, and you do enough of that and you just don't have any kind of a cohesive impression.
Well, let's move into the final part of our branding reality checkup here, our end of the year, beginning of the year checkup on our brand. Well, let's talk about brand integration, and that's now taking all these conceptual and theoretical parts of our brand and integrating it into the actual experience with the customer and where people experience the brand.
Yeah, I was thinking about this notion of brand integration. I brought to mind a an experience I had recently with a client. He'd come to me maybe 3 years ago. This was a manufacturer of a kind of a specialty product that went in specialty shops. And he came to me and was unhappy with his old tagline. He felt it was just not doing justice to his brand, which is a very expressive, fun kind of a brand. And the tagline just kind of sat there. So he asked me to write him a new one. And I went off and wrote a bunch of taglines and came back to him. And he was actually very happy with three different lines that I wrote, and he just couldn't decide which of those three to go with. And 1 year led to another, and he still hasn't chosen a tagline. So he still got that old one still laying there. Meanwhile, a year later, while he was still trying to decide, he asked me to at one point to write a set of kind of emails that would be sent out to his customers reminding them about when to order things and this season is coming up, so something new is happening. Since I had, some insight into his brand's personality and brand promise, which is what allowed me to write the taglines he liked, I sort of already got that. So I wrote these emails with all of that personality in each email. And he tells me that he's getting a very, very positive reaction. But meanwhile, you know, there's a disconnect going on here, that, you know, that integration between his tagline and a lot of the other stuff that he does that kind of still laying there. Take the hint, you know, if your customers are responding to something, that's because, you know, again, you're resonating with them, your promise is meaning something to them, and, you know, go with that throughout every single communication that you have, whatever form it takes.
Yeah, you need to merge all of your brand elements together. And I think the most important part, Jim, is customer experience. Because, I mean, what are you building a brand for anyway? I mean, right. Not for the exercise of, hey, coming up with something cool. I mean, really, it's to the old Drucker thing, you know, get and keep a customer. But now that you've built this awesome brand, at least theoretically or on paper, how does your customer experience the brand? The checkup part of this is, does your customer get it? When they come in to experience your brand, it's not just about marketing and putting together slick advertising. It's, does your customer get the brand? Do they actually experience all this work that you've done on your brand up to this point?
Right, right, absolutely.
And if they do, then they'll talk about it, right? That's where your word of mouth comes in.
That's right.
So your customer experience is very important in the brand integration. Most of it goes to getting your employees to deliver the brand. They carry out the brand and they are your brand evangelists. So you have to get your employees to buy into the brand, and that means doing some training, letting them know what your brand promise is, and then outfitting your business with people who fit that brand personality, because we talked about the personality up front. You can't have employees who don't match your brand personality.
Who amongst us has not experienced that exact thing where you know, for instance, you're in a store, you know, and the store promises, responsiveness or low prices or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But I mean, but the personality comes through in their advertising, and you get to the store and it's like, where am I? This is not at all what I was led to believe it was going to be as an experience by the advertising. And the employees are really the key. If your employees don't buy into the story that you're telling with your brand, then you've got a problem.
Yeah. One of the most famous stories about getting buy-in from your employees on the brand promise is Zappos. So Zappos, famously, after they hire somebody to come work for them and they do their training, they offer the employee right then and there $2,000 to quit.
Yeah.
If you quit, we'll give you $2,000, or you can stay on with us and deliver great customer service, because that's what the Zappos brand was originally built on. And so employees, most of them stay on. They don't take the $2,000 and run.
Right. And if they take that $2,000, pretty clear indicator that they're not into it for the satisfaction, the reward of doing a good job for the customers and all that. They're in it for the money.
So brand integration reality checkup is, does the preconception of your brand mirror the experience of your brand? Because, you know, all businesses are perfect in the land of advertising, right, Jim? We're all perfect. So this brand personality, this brand that you've built, does that preconception match up to the experience? And that's your reality checkup there. So there you go. A branding reality checkup. What's the status of your brand? Does it need some work? Look at your brand foundations. You know, your brand promise, your brand personality, your tagline. How does that flow into your brand identity, your logo, your website, your tangible marketing materials, and then brand integration. What's your customer's experience like? Does your advertising match the experience? Are your employees bought in to the brand promise? So that's a pretty big picture to fill, isn't it, Jim?
Indeed it is. And I think the critical thing here is it's a sequential thing. I've seen this so many times where without having taken care of business at the front end of this process with the promise and the logo and all that website and all that, before that happens, the company goes right to their employees and starts trying to change them without having the foundation or the basis upon which to do so. You really have to start with the promise, and everything really springs from that.
That's why it's a foundation, right?
Indeed.
There's your brand checkup. How's the health of your brand? If you're thinking it's not too good after listening to this, Jim and I, boy, we really pumped you up today, huh? But no fear. Doctors Jim and Jay, we're going to help you out. We've got a free branding webinar. Actually, it's going to be a series of events leading up to the branding webinar on January 20th, which we are calling Branding You, Refreshing, Revitalizing, and Reviving Your Brand in 2010. We're going to kick it off on the Marketing Spot blog on Monday, January 4th, with a series of branding articles from both me and Jim. We'll alternate each day. We're dedicating 2 complete weeks of branding articles on the Marketing Spot blog, and it will culminate on January 20th with a free branding webinar where we'll give you some nuts and bolts stuff that you can do to revive, refresh, revitalize your brand for 2010. Sounds like a good deal, doesn't it, Jim?
I'm there for sure.
Yeah, you can't pull out on me now.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I think this actually will be a practical kind of a webinar that where we will give you some things to do, exercises and so forth, to kind of take a really close, good, fresh look at your brand.
Yeah, and thanks for joining me on this podcast today, Jim. Jim Morris is my co-conspirator in Branding You, the big branding project we've got to kick off the year. Now, you'll find most of that stuff on the Marketing Spot blog, but Jim has his own website, his own blog. Jim, where can we find you on the web?
Well, I have my own website as well. It's taglinejim.com. I have a blog associated with that website, so you can find me there. Very frequently, I just take a tagline and praise or tear it apart. every few days, I do take a shot at one or another. I call it scorn on the cob.
Taglinejim.com. Check it out. Jim's tagline is, what's your tagline, Jim?
My tagline is, long story short, really based on the idea that your brand isn't simply a logo, it's actually a success story.
And I love your logo, which is a meat cleaver.
Yes, that's right. So don't mess with me.
All right, Jim, appreciate you joining us today on The Big Show.
My pleasure, Jay. Thanks again.
So, how'd you do? Do you need some branding help? Well, first, make sure you are subscribed to the Marketing Spot blog. The email subscription is the easiest way, and the blog has the details. The first 3 weeks of January will have a very intense branding focus on the Marketing Spot blog. Beginning Monday, January 4th, Monday through Thursday for 2 weeks, a branding article every single day on the Marketing Spot blog, and it will culminate with the free webinar, Branding You, Revive, Refresh, Revitalize Your Brand in 2010. Remember to register for that event in the show notes on the Marketing Spot blog. Also, you can attend my full-day workshop, Build an Awesome Brand, at the Optimization Summit 2010 in Dallas on March 23rd. That event is $329. I do have a discount code for an extra $25 off. The registration information and link will be in the show notes on the Marketing Spot blog. My name is Jay Arrett. I'm wishing you an awesome brand in 2010. And please make sure you subscribe to Power to the Small Business in iTunes so that you never miss an episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.